Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura or Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is imbalance. Each of my guests, each of my segments will describe an imbalance of some sort, whether it's physiological, political, or business. My first guest is the world's top relationship expert and author of the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus series of books. We'll talk about hormonal imbalance and its impact on the quality of life from his latest book, Venus on Fire and Men on Ice. My second segment is a call-in segment. Several listeners have requested this. I'll open up the mics and let callers express whatever's on their mind. We'll get to look at all the topics that you want to tackle during that segment. My third guest is the co-author of the best-selling Go Giver series of business books. We'll discuss his latest in series of books titled It's Not About You, which is being released just today. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. John Gray, Ph.D., is the leading relationship expert in the world and the best-selling relationship author of all time. John helps men and women understand, respect, and appreciate their differences in both personal and professional relationships. John's books have sold over, get this, 50 million copies and have been translated into 50 different languages. His groundbreaking book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, was the best-selling book of the 1990s. John's latest book, Venus on Fire, Men on Ice, combines his 30 years as a relationship therapist and extensive new health research to explain the connection between your hormones and your relationships. He's appeared on all the major TV shows that you can imagine. He's been profiled in all of the major print media. John lives in Northern California with his wife of 26 years. They have three grown daughters and three grandchildren. Welcome to the show, John. How are you today?
Thanks so much. Doing good.
It's a pleasure to have you on board, especially such a thought leader as yourself. And let's dive into the new book because it's interesting and it has some connections here with the local area as well, which we'll come to in just a minute. But the central thesis of your book, Venus on Fire, Men on Ice, is that stress negatively impacts our relationships. So learning how to manage stress can help us express the feelings that we had at the beginning of our relationships, fall back in love. Give us some idea of what you mean by this.
Well, research is showing that the most powerful stress reducer there is the quality of our relationships, and that's based upon the quality of balance in our life. This is the theme of this segment, balance. And what's happening is that we see physiologically, we see in men and women, there's a hormonal imbalance taking place at all ages. It used to just happen when you get older, and it still does happen when you get older, but it's happening younger and younger now, which is for men, their estrogen levels are dominating their testosterone levels. There's drops in testosterone. And for women, their estrogen levels are dominating their progesterone. These are hormones that the hormones that we're losing, in a sense, are what makes us feel good, helps us feel calm, and helps us cope with stress.
Well, now, that's interesting. So men's estrogen is actually greater than our testosterone at this point. We're doing sort of a role reversal here, aren't
that's
we, John?
That's exactly right. Men start to become feminized, and women start to become more masculine. And the result of that, it's measurable in the body, and it's also measurable both by the hormonal imbalance as well as the higher stress levels. Cortisol, the hormone cortisol, is what inhibits our immune function, which causes cancer, It's also what causes high blood pressure, which can cause heart disease. All of our major killers today, and every researcher agrees that 90% of all of the big diseases and sicknesses that people are dying from are the direct result of unregulated stress levels in the body. And what we're finding now is that how we relate in our relationships can dramatically lower stress. Certainly there's other things that can do it. But the most powerful thing, for example, is a good sex life. These people live twice as long as other people, and they have the hormonal balance. Whatever it takes to create a good sex life, for example, it means more testosterone for men, and it means more progesterone, another hormone called oxytocin, for women. What's happening is women become more masculine, and they don't find balance. And you can find balance. You can be in a very masculine job, but you can find balance through your relationship and connect with the feminine hormones. The main hormone that women tend to run out of, and not men, is oxytocin. The hormone oxytocin is the bonding hormone, the love hormone, and it will actually lower stress levels for women. So what I teach women is both behaviors to lower oxytocin, to raise oxytocin and lower their stress, as well as nutritional substances that can help naturally boost hormone levels and lower stress levels. Now, for men, the remedy is completely different. It's all about the hormone testosterone. What behaviors help men to lower to raise testosterone that will lower his stress? What relationship dynamics can support men versus what relationship dynamics can support women? So it's a more holistic vision, not just looking at the behavioral side, although that's very important, but also looking at the nutritional side. Because if we have, for example, high blood sugar because of our high carbohydrate diet today, that will always stimulate higher cortisol levels, and that will inhibit the production of the healthy hormones.
Now, how do we balance our blood sugar, and how do we balance some of these hormonal changes that you're talking about through diet, John?
Well, I'll certainly be talking about that in greater detail at my presentation there. However, one simple thing is to recognize that, you know, in terms of the foods we eat, when we eat the desserts, when we eat the processed foods, anything with packaged food that has corn syrup or sugar in it or processed wheat, all of these things cause the blood sugar to spike. Now, I've been teaching this for 30 years, but not everybody can follow it. And what was great about 5 years ago is I discovered there's some natural supplements you can take to actually prevent the junk food from causing your blood sugar to spike. So for most people, that's sort of the greatest solution, which is to take a few pills with something called konjac root in it, and it will actually slow down the release of carbohydrate into the blood sugar so we don't get these blood sugar spikes that inevitably cause cortisol spikes that inevitably throw our hormones out of balance over time.
All right. My guest is Dr. John Gray. We're talking about his latest book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. And John will be coming into the Ventura County area later this week to be giving a presentation, and we'll talk more about that just a little bit later. One of the things that I found interesting in reading your book, John, was you've come up with a term that I had not heard before. Most of us are familiar with menopause, which happens, of course, to women as they age. But you've got a new term in there called manopause. Now, these are changes in life that affect men. How is menopause similar to and different from menopause in women?
First of all, we want to point out that menopause happens to all women, which means they're no longer fertile. However, if you go to indigenous cultures where they don't have our lifestyle or our food supply, women go through menopause without any of the common menopausal symptoms that women experience here, like hot flashes, and interrupted sleep, mood swings. Those kinds of things don't necessarily have to occur during menopause. And then we have something called manopause, which is men's testosterone levels at 35 years old starting to drop significantly.
At 35?
And it's about 10 years later that they go through their change.
Why so early for men? That's 10 years earlier than the women.
Well, this is the high estrogen levels. Estrogen suppresses testosterone. And this is a distinction, which is men need to make 30 times more testosterone to be healthy. The number one risk factor for heart disease is low testosterone in men. And this is happening more and more rapidly as men into men today. The average 40-year-old man today has the testosterone levels of a 70-year-old man just 30 years ago. So we see there's a dramatic drop in testosterone levels. And what, you know, some people think, oh, well, that sounds good because testosterone's aggression. Actually, it's proven that testosterone doesn't cause aggression, but high estrogen. And it's also proven that men are most energized, most polite, most romantic, most caring, most motivated, most considerate when their testosterone levels are at normal levels. And when they drop, or estrogen becomes dominant and causes them to drop, that's when men become grumpy and rigid and irritable, or they, you know, they do normal things that men do, but it becomes exaggerated. Like every man needs to have his downtime, you know, several times a week, if not every day, when he comes home from work. He just needs some time to be alone.
My man cave, yeah.
That's the man cave. Well, the man cave, the purpose of it, you can measure it. That's the time where he rebuilds his testosterone. And that's an important concept, just for women to lower their stress, is to not take it personally when a guy seems to be ignoring her. He's really doing something very important for his health. Just as women, when sometimes they want to talk about their feelings or express what's going on, they're actually doing something very good for their health, because that stimulates the production of oxytocin, which lowers her stress levels. The key is for women to learn how to communicate to men so men will listen, and for women, for men to be able to communicate to their wives, you know, I'm just in my man cave, and I'll be back, and to be able to demonstrate that he is coming back. So there's that sense of pulling away but coming back, and these are signals that we have to learn to give to our partners. Otherwise, they tend to take it personally and get all upset and all stressed out.
Well, that's the age-old problem that you wrote about in your first book. But we're talking to Dr. John Gray. His latest book is Venus on Fire, Men on Ice. And earlier in an answer, John, you mentioned that foods, in particular superfoods, can help us with some of these problems. They can increase our passion. They give us more energy, give us greater happiness, and so forth. Give us some clues. What are some of these superfoods that you're referring to?
Well, some of the superfoods are, one is maca. Maca, M-A-C-A, is from Peru. It grows at the highest altitude. And I've seen it help women immediately, in some cases, remove hot flashes in women, in other cases, needing a little bit more support. But it's tremendous for helping to balance the hormones, for men helping to increase the testosterone. Another superfood is the source of chocolate, which is called raw cacao. Not cocoa, but raw cacao. And these cacao nibs are incredibly powerful for enriching brain function, for calming the brain, and for creating positive hormone production, particularly loving feelings. The actual brain chemical that we make when we're feeling loved or good about ourselves and self-esteem, those brain chemicals are actually in this source of chocolate. It's also, some of it's in chocolate too, but chocolate often has lots of other things that maybe you don't want to eat.
I was just going to ask you about chocolate, and that's what gives us some of that romantic feeling and why we associate romance with chocolates.
That's exactly it. And something which has become very popular also, acai berries. They're rich in omega-3 fats, which are good for us, but as well as they have an ability to stimulate our metabolism to give us more energy. And these are different things from different cultures around the world. That's more from Brazil, which are known to help people cope better with stress. And, you know, to have insight to this and have access to it, almost every health food store now carries these superfoods. Goji berries is one of my favorites, which I've been doing for 15 years. These little red berries from Tibet is where I first learned about them. If they grow at high altitudes, suddenly they have this ability to help the body cope effectively with stress, and they also help boost the mood. They help us to see more light. More light enters our eyes, and that brightens our mood as well.
Now, how do the goji berries taste, John? What do they taste like? Cranberries, apples, or what do they taste?
They're mild-tasting raisins, basically. They're kind of sweeter in a not sugary way, but they have a nice flavor to them.
All right. My guest is Dr. John Gray. And, John, you're going to do something very nice and fun here for our local community on Thursday. You're going to be coming in, and you're going to be doing a free lecture. It's called Hormonal Balance, the Key to Life, Love, and Energy. It's a free public lecture that you'll be giving at the Oxnard River Ridge location at 2101 West Vineyard Avenue here in Oxnard. That starts at 6:30 in the evening. Actually, doors open at 6 o'clock. I think you're going to be doing some signings of books from 6 to 6:30. The lecture starts at 6:30. It's sponsored by Lawson's, one of our local health food stores here in town. Tell us about the event. What would people attending that event expect to hear when you come into town?
Well, two things. You know, you'll get about half the evening will be what I do in my show, where people spend $60 a ticket, which I did on Broadway, and it's around the world. We have it in France and Europe and Mexico. All around the world, we have a Minute from Mars fun show, which helps to people laugh at their mistakes and understand what's going on in their relationships. And then I tie it all into the brain chemistry and the hormonal imbalance that underlies a lot of the problems that we may experience in our life, the sources of stress. And then I talk about go to your health food store, and here's all these different types of supplements you can buy that will do particularly two things. One is balance your hormones and help the adrenal gland, which makes those hormones, cope better with stress, as well as other supplements that create optimal brain function. You know, we see so much ADD in our kids today, and there's some very inexpensive supplements that have been proven to be more effective than the drugs they're giving kids, and all the drugs have side effects. So this is, like, important information. You know, for me as a grandfather, you know, my grandchildren are all getting these extra supplements, and they're actually, their brains work better, they're smarter than other kids, they're brighter, their moods are more stable. I wish I had this when my own kids were growing up, but, you know, we just didn't have this knowledge of what's in that health food store. Well, those health food stores, there's so much stuff there, and I tend to focus on the very most important things to help the brain work better and to help lower stress levels. Because when you get those two factors working together, generally all the other health conditions start to clear up, and we can have more energy, we can sleep better, we can feel more love in our hearts and feel better about ourselves.
Well, what's so amazing is you're going to be giving all this information away for free at a free public lecture this Thursday at the Oxnard River Ridge, 2101 West Vineyard Avenue here in Oxnard. Now, John, what do you want readers to take away from reading your latest book, Venus on Fire, Men on Ice?
It's actually Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice.
Mars on Ice,
You're
I'm sorry.
Mars is you immediately equated to men.
Yes, I am.
And the idea there is for women to realize that they're going through a crisis today. It's universal in the Western world, which is Venus on Fire, which is overwhelm. Their stress levels are twice as high as men's, and it's creating all kinds of havoc, both for their own personal happiness, which is dramatically dropping, as well as the quality of their relationships. And for men, they have to recognize there's a silent crisis going on, which is Mars on Ice, is that men are slowing down. Their libido is gradually becoming less. And it doesn't necessarily show up as less interest in sex. It shows up as less interest in sex with your married partner. And that's because being married stimulates certain hormones, which can inhibit testosterone unless you have healthy testosterone. It's really easy to have testosterone bursts if you're in a new relationship or someone you don't know for a man. The key is to be able to sustain testosterone in a loving relationship. That's real health. And so what men learn is the symptoms of low testosterone, how to rebuild testosterone, both through behaviors as well as through nutritional supplements. Myself, I'm 60 years old. You know, my testosterone levels are 25% higher than in my 30s, which was the first time I had them checked.
Wow.
So this is normal for people in indigenous cultures who are getting the right support and the balance in life. And I've helped so many men restore their testosterone levels, whereas the average, as I mentioned, the average 40-year-old, the average 50-year-old, here's another statistic, has half the testosterone levels he had in his 20s. Half. And you can have more or at least the same.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Dr. John Gray, author of the book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. John, if people are interested in learning more about you, learning more about the book, or even the upcoming event, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they can certainly go to MarsVenus.com, without a doubt. We've got lots of good information there, MarsVenus.com.
That is great. John, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
You're so welcome.
Take care.